It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. When regulators relaxed rules on in-flight internet some months ago, Wi-Fi while you fly officially became another place for companies to compete. To wit, AT&T announced this week it would offer upgraded Wi-Fi on continental flights starting next year. And that means one company dominating the 30,000-foot internet market has to battle with a new contender. Conrad Wilson reports.
Until this week, the in-flight internet business was dominated by Gogo. Roger Entner with Recon Analytics says 5 years ago, several startups failed and Gogo took control of the market.
And here we are seeing the reemergence of competition.
Entner says the challenge for AT&T is only a small fraction of passengers actually use Wi-Fi on flights.
AT&T is looking at it and says, if we bring down price and we accelerate the speed, more people will use it and then it will become a bigger market.
The opportunity is there. Joe Sweeterman is a transportation expert at DePaul University. He says just a few years ago, only one-third of passengers on airplanes were using mobile devices. Now it's closer to half. And he says there's more opportunity ahead for telecoms like AT&T, especially now that passengers can use mobile devices during takeoff and landing.
That's created a whole new seamless opportunity where people can stay connected the whole flight.
Sweeterman says that's a big opportunity for other telecoms to jump on board with their own Wi-Fi for the skies. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.
Bethany Moda is a YouTube star. At 18 years old, she has almost 6 million subscribers to her online video channel. She recently launched her own fashion line at clothing retailer Aeropostale. Now partnered with YouTube, the video star's uploads feature makeup, cooking, and do-it-yourself projects. Beauty and fashion videos, it turns out, are huge on YouTube. Moda's channel pulls in $40,000 a month. The other day, I went to an event in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan where YouTube stars were meeting fans. The line stretched down the block 3 hours before doors would open. Inside the building, I found Moda in a fancy staged version of her bedroom.
These little sequin pillows, I have some just like that on my bed.
Okay.
This heart collage, I actually did a video on that, like a DIY, so they put that there. And then
cool.
That's like all my clothing line right there.
Do you have a favorite item in the clothing line that's here?
Probably that black and white skirt.
With the little hearts?
Yeah.
Why?
One of my favorites, because I love skater skirts, and the material of them is like really thick, so it's nice.
Can you define skater skirt?
They're worn on the waist, and then they just flow out. Some people call them circle skirts, but I think skater skirts is cooler.
Tell me a little bit about how this all started for you.
I had no idea that anything successful could come out of it, you know, any popularity or anything of that nature. I started my YouTube channel because I was being bullied. It was a form of cyberbullying, and the thing is it happened from people that I knew and that I was friends with, so I feel like it hurt that much more. So I went online and I started watching these videos of beauty and fashion, and it kind of just became my escape. And then I decided I wanted to make them myself.
That's a sort of interesting change, right? It's like you were bullied online, but the thing that you've come to create that's been most significant has been sort of an online persona.
Yeah, I think because at the time I was experiencing like the dark side of online media, so then I found this really positive community on YouTube that I didn't even know existed, and it was girls my age talking about, you know, makeup and clothes, and it was just fun and it was carefree and I liked it, and I just really have this passion now for being able to just use that as my outlet to be creative.
When was the moment for you that you realized that this was like a business?
Well, I never knew that YouTube had a partnership program until one day I got sent an email that said, you want to sign up for the partnership program? And other YouTubers were talking about it. I was like, what is this? So I signed up for it and I got accepted. And then I started making revenue off of YouTube. It kind of goes back into my channel with production. If there's any props that I want to get or just any cool things to add to the video, I can take the money that I make from YouTube and put it back in.
Have you met with your viewers before? Is this like the first big time?
I do a lot of meetups with my viewers, actually. I just got off tour. I was on tour in February for 2 weeks. And I just love meeting them in person because, you know, we'll take pictures. I hug every single one of them. And the thing is, it's cool because a lot of my viewers tell me that I make them more confident and they make me more confident. So it's just this really cool relationship.
YouTube star Bethany Moda, thank you very much for talking with me.
No problem. Thank you.
We have a YouTube channel with slightly fewer subscribers than Bethany Moda's. Go to YouTube.com and search Marketplace Videos. From one kind of fashion to another, smartwatches, fitness bands, internet-connected glasses and goggles, they're all on the market, but they're far from being mainstream. That could be about to change. Amazon just launched its wearable tech store. And Ryan Martin, analyst at the Yankee Group, says that might help get people interested.
By putting it all in one place, it allows consumers to not only easily sort through and say, okay, what is the appropriate form factor device for my lifestyle, but then also what is this whole wearable tech thing? So they also offer a learning center in there, buying guides, video libraries, which is really important when we think about the discoverability challenges that wearables and really new technologies have in general.
Selling wearable stuff has got to be part of Amazon's world domination plan. Some predict wearables could be a $12 billion market within 5 years. And while selling the stuff helps Amazon be your one-stop online shop, Martin says it also helps Amazon gather consumer feedback on wearables so that someday it could make its own. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.